Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message, how to ask and receive from God. Prayer is our lifeline to the Lord, and I have felt led of the Lord to share this message because I feel some of you have gotten discouraged because you haven't seen answers to prayers the way you were hoping for, expecting, and sometimes discouragement can set in, depression, oppression. The enemy will start bringing all kinds of accusations like, well, you just didn't have the faith to believe God. It's not God's will. Oh, God doesn't really love you. You know, you've just somehow deeply disappointed God. He'll bring all manner of things to make you question your position in the Lord. He'll attack your faith. And I say, as I've said a number of times, God has given you all the faith you need right now. I don't care what it is you're facing. It may be a great emergency. It may be a crisis in your life or the life of a loved one. Beloved, just as we know from the book of Job, there was a hedge around Job and it could not be penetrated, because God had placed that hedge, and it was only when God allowed that hedge to be taken down. And so often, well, that's, you know, I could go on and on about the book of Job. He's one of my heroes. However, there were many different elements, things that were going on in that book, lessons Job had to learn. However, he was a righteous man. He never turned his back on God. He continued to believe God. He wished he would have never been born, but was really going on is outlined in the very opening chapter, where the integrity and the truth of God and his loving nature was being challenged by the devil. He said, it's only because you will bless Job and you've blessed the work of his hands, but take away his blessings, he'll curse you to his face. And the thing that caused the Lord and all heaven to rejoice is that Job was always faithful to God, even though he didn't understand. And that's many times when we go through things that are really horrific and we don't understand, and it just seems there's time passing and it just seems like a long, long valley. Some of you are going through that even now. Know that God has an appointed time. He allowed a certain season for Job to be tested, and for also his honor to be demonstrated. And Job was faithful. And so many times, you know, the devil might say the same thing. Well, look at, you know, Mary. Look at John. If you just take away their blessings, why, they will no longer serve you. And you know what, beloved? I have seen as a pastor many years that when a crisis happened, I'm thinking of one particular situation in the life of a family, they did turn from God. And so, beloved, we have to fix it in our mind that God is good, He loves us, and that nothing comes to us but that the Lord does not allow, nothing from the enemy. And He allows those tests, He allows those trials for our good. There's everything that happens to us, He can turn it for our good. Now, is that to say that we don't do warfare, we don't fight against the attacks of the enemy? Of course, there's much knowledge that needs to be acquired as we walk in the Lord and grow in our understanding of spiritual principles. But what I want you to understand is never doubt the goodness of God. Never doubt His willingness to answer prayer. Let's look at a few scriptures now, and I'm going to go to the book of John, chapter 14, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Listen to this, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. And in the 15th chapter, verse 7, if ye, now there's conditions here, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Beloved, that's the importance of getting the word into your heart and spirit. Then, Jesus said, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That doesn't sound conditional to me. If you will do, meet that condition, abide in Jesus, let his words abide in you, then you can ask whatever you want, and it shall be done. Of course, that we always pray according to God's will. And then in the 16th chapter, let's look at verses 23 to 29. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall shew you plainly of the Father. And that day ye shall not ask, at that day you shall not ask in my name. I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Praise the Lord. And then in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 20 through 22, for if our heart condemn us, I love this passage, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Remember, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And so, beloved, we have, because of what Jesus has done, we are adopted children. And with proper relationship to God, we then have a family right. We have a legal right, a redemptive right, a gospel right, a needful right to ask and receive anything and everything that the Father has promised his own children. There should be no question as to personal rights or the outcome of prayer according to those rights, for all things belong to God and his children. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hear Romans 8, 17 through 18. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present age are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Praise God. And then in 1 Peter, that first chapter, verses 2 through 5, elect according to the knowledge, foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you, peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And then in Revelation 21 and 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Hallelujah. And I will be his God, and he shall be his son. All these scriptures are stating that we will inherit all things in the end when all rebellion is finally put down. And if all things belong to us, and we will finally inherit them, at least why should it not be our right to get what God has promised and provided for us of the things that we need right in the here and now? According to Jesus, asking is receiving. It seems so simple as we read the scriptures, but the devil will do everything he can to complicate and cloud over the simplicity of what Jesus was telling us. Asking is receiving. According to Matthew 7, 7 and 8, the word states, Jesus saying, "Ask, and it shall be opened unto you, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Just let's take a look at those first letters of those three words, ask, seek, and knock. What do they spell? Ask, A-S-K. And that isn't a mere coincidence. It is a divine fact that all one has to do to ask is believe. Asking presupposes a God who hears and answers prayer. If a person asks from mere form without faith, he doesn't truly ask. One must ask in faith, nothing wavering, and he will receive. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and as I bring this broadcast to a close, I want to do that with an invitation of you. Some are struggling right now in some really fierce battles, and there's power in agreement. So at the end of the broadcast, the announcer will give our contact information, and I invite you to write, "This is a personal ministry." And also, as you write, I believe you will be blessed if you request our current offer, which is devotional meditations for the believer. And I just like to share briefly one prophetic word from that little collection. "My beloved, the charge I give to you this day is to enter into my rest. Be at peace. Cease from your labors. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. It is my desire for you that your service for me should flow out of a joyful, carefree heart, one that is satisfied with my goodness and the abundance of my love toward you, says the Lord." Praise God. Remember that mailing address. I love you. I thank you for your prayer support. I pray for you every day, UCM Partners and Radio Family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.